Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel. So we just had in the previous Mishnah Kadesh, the first part of the Seder when you make Kiddush, and now we're going on to Orchatz, you wash your hands. Heviyu Lefanav, they brought in front of him vegetables, and the reason why they brought these vegetables is in order that the children should ask, you know, why are we bringing vegetables? Normally you don't bring vegetables before the meal. Here you didn't have the matzah yet, so you're bringing it before the meal. So the children will start asking questions. And then metaba b'chazeres, you dip the vegetable, whether it be celery, potato, lettuce. The point is that you dip it into the salt water, right? In order to remember the tears of the Jewish of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim when they were under the shibud, under the slavery. Ach megiel paras hapas, and this is done up until you reach to the matzah, meaning after you eat this celery or the lettuce or the potato, whatever it is, dipped in the salt water, you don't need anything else up until you get to the matzah, right? There's a long break, and then when you get to the matzah, you have the matzah, and then you have the mar, like the pasuk says, amatzos umarorim yochlu. First you have the matzah, then the mar. So yeah, the first is going to be dipping the vegetable into the salt water. Then later you have parparas apas, referring to the matzah, and then the mar. Heviu lefanav matzah, and then they brought in front of him the matzah. V'chazeres, and the chazeres, this is referring now to the actual mar. V'charoses, what was the charoses? Charoses is the dip that you dip the mar into. They make the charoses from figs, and walnuts, and almonds, and all the different types of fruits. They put apples inside of it, and they would crush it all up with a crusher. And they put vinegar inside of it. They put spices on top of it. And the point was, is that like the thin spices on top was to represent the straw that they would be schlepping in Mitzrayim. And then the thickness represent like the cement that they were working in Mitzrayim. And what would happen is that you would dip the mar inside this charoses, shake it off, and then eat it. So we had Kaddish. Then we have Orchatz, you wash your hands, you dip the celery in the salt water. Then after the celery, you don't eat anything until the matzah. Then you have the matzah, you have the mar that you dip in the charoses. And then Ushnei Tavshilin. So Ushnei Tavshilin is two cooked foods, meaning one is to remember the Korban Pesach, and one is to remember the Korban Chagiga that was brought along with the Korban Pesach. And nowadays, our minhag is to take the bone, the arm, along with the kazayas of meat, roasted up from a chicken, and we take a roasted egg to represent these two different cooked foods, the roasted, you know, a chicken arm and a roasted egg. Okay? Avapish en charoses mitzvah. And they say, even though the charoses is not a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah in charoses, the dip, they dip the mar in, because the dip is sweet. So what's the point of it? It's just for a refuah. It's in order to heal the bitterness that comes out of the mar, because it's ra, kasha, leguf, ka'aris. They say that it's bad, like poison to the body. We don't want you eating just plain mar. So you dip it in the charoses in order to remove that, that sharpness so it doesn't affect your body in a bad way. But it's not really a mitzvah, the actual charoses part of it. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik says, no, of course it's a mitzvah to dip the actual dipping, the charoses, is going to be a mitzvah. He says it reminds you of the tit, of the cement in Mitzrayim. So he says, no, it's not just there, you know, to make lighter the bitterness, but the bitter taste, but it actually is a mitzvah because it reminds us of the cement in Mitzrayim. But Mikdash, and during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Hayimavin in front of Gufo Shel Pesach. So in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when they would eat the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim by the Beis HaMikdash, they'd bring in front of the person, along with the matzah and the chazeres, the Gufo Shel Pesach means the Korban Pesach all roasted up, and also the meat of the Korban Chagiga, because at that point they'd bring those parts of it also. Nowadays we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have these Korbanos, but they're saying that during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they brought those parts also. Mishnah Dalet, Mazgulo Kosheni, then they pour the second cup, that with it they start reading the Haggadah. Vikan haben shol aviv, and over here the father, the son asks the father, the manishtana. The Bartanur explains, klemer dinu shemuzigas kosheni yia ben shol manishtana. So now, by the second kos, the son will ask the father, the manishtana. V'mein das beben, if the son has no, you know, das, his own knowledge, he doesn't know how to do it, aviv mlam, but then his father should teach him. Okay, and the questions are as follows. Why is this night different than all the other nights? The rest of the year we eat chametz and matzah. Now we only eat matzah. The rest of the year we eat all sorts of vegetables. This tonight we eat mar. The rest of the year we eat meat, which is tzli, roasted. Shalak is cooked very, very strong. Mavushal is regular cooked, right? We eat all different types of cooked meat. But tonight on Pesach, we eat it totally roasted. Now this question was done during the time of the Beis HaMikdash when they shechted the carbon and had to be roasted through and through. Nowadays, we don't bring the carbon Pesach, so instead we have the question of that throughout the year we sit ben yoshvin ben mesubin. We eat while we're lying. But tonight it's kolon mesubin. We only eat while we're lying like kings. So that's how they switch the question in place of the carbon, because we don't have the carbon nowadays to roast. Okay. And then the last question was, normally we dip our foods into the dips one time. Tonight we dip it two times, once with the celery at the beginning, right? And then once later on with the mar into the charoses. And they explain here, So these are the four questions. And then we have the question of the Beis HaMikdash, which is swapped out for the question of the rest of the year we lie and we sit while we eat, and tonight we just lie in place of that because there's no Beis HaMikdash. Ulufi da'ato shel ben aviv melamdo, and according to the das, whoever the son is holding with his knowledge, the father teaches him accordingly. And then matchil bignus umesayim v'shvach, we begin the Haggadah with gnus, with the sorrow part of the story. Right, we say that our forefathers served Avodah Zarah, we were slaves to Paro Mitzrayim, right? We start off with Arami Ovid Avi, that our father served in Arami, he served Lavan. Vidorish Vidarshan from Meirami Ovid Avi, that our father Yaakovin, who served Lavan the Arami. Ad Sheigmar Kala Parsha Kula, until you finish the entire Parsha. Umesayim B'Shvach, and then you conclude with a praiseworthy note, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to his service, he redeemed us from Mitzrayim, he gave us the Torah. So we started off more on a sad note. It was the beginning of the Egyptian bondage, and then we end up on a more positive note, that Hashem brought us to him and took us out of Mitzrayim. Okay, and that concludes.